All right, let's bow our heads with a prayer, and we'll open this way. Dear Lord, we thank you for this time to gather in your name, and we pray that you would lead us in our worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Lord, may you be known to us personally, as you were known to Thomas personally in that room, that we can know how you love us and your grace is real for our lives. And may that motivate us to share and reach out to others with that love and mercy. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We open our service as well with confessing our sins as the Bible asks us to. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and will forgive our sins. Psalm 28 says, Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. This passage reminds us that we are to revere God and his place of worship above all things. A rightly prioritized life has God in the center. Let us now take some time to reflect upon the priorities we have chosen. We take a few moments for silent reflection. We confess. We have to face it, Lord. We are sinners in need of your grace. We have not made you the number one priority in our lives. Instead, we have valued those things that have little to do with you. Comfort, fear of the unknown, work. For this reason, we come to you now, confessing our sin, asking for your forgiveness and grace to reprioritize our lives. Jesus' number one priority is us. There were no distractions that slowed Jesus down as he made his way to the cross. Jesus set aside earthly concern to make us his priority. And because of this, grace is ours. I announce this grace to you today in the forgiveness of sins. By the command of our Lord Jesus, your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.